out your pencils and a fresh sheet of parchment, for Tinker Class is about to begin.
Welcome back to Tinker Class, our hands-on crash course in Science Fun 101 for the science seekers and inventoritos of tomorrow.
And what a week of thinking and tinkering it's been. We explored, we designed, we created, tested, and now it's time to share and reflect.
Yesterday, we asked you to share your car project with us. And here's what you had to say.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Tinker Class. At the beep, leave us a short message telling us all about your project.
My name is Bryn. I live in Frisco, Texas. And my thing is called the Eviemobile. The things that I used were pipe cleaners, two types of tape, gears, rubber bands, gems, and a box I discovered. It definitely helps to make sure it's stable on top of the thing and not just use just tape when making it roll down the bathtub. I could definitely not use as much tape next time. It's going to be impossible to get it off. Bye!
My Tinker Class project was a cardboard car. It has plastic boards sticking out so it can hit other cars if it comes close. My stuffed animals have a seatbelt, and they have a plastic bag so a leaf blower can blow through the bag and shoot it across the ground. The wheels are Hot Wheels, and I discovered that if I add too much weight to my car, it won't move as fast as it does with less weight. Say hi to Dennis.
Ahoy there.
Reggie. And Grandma G-Force for me.
Aw, isn't that nice?
Bye.
Hi, my name is Lily, and I live in Durham, North Carolina. And my Tinker Class project is a hover car. I can fit one small stuffed toy animal in and one big stuffed toy animal in. I cut a hole in the middle for the seat. I got a tape thing that tape goes around. I put it on the back as a motor, and then I used cardboard for buttons, and I cut out another piece of cardboard for a steering wheel, and that's my project. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name's Eliza. I'm 8 years old, and I live in Encinitas, California. I made a car for my stuffed animal penguin. I got a seat, a steering wheel, gear shift, tires, and a race car number, and a license plate. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz. I love your show. And say hi to Dennis for me.
Hi!
And Gary the Goose.
End of messages.
Wow, you really went scientifically bonker balls on this project.
We're going to end this second week of Tinker Class by reflecting on what we discovered and learned.
Think about how the improvements you made on your car impacted the speed and what you would change if you were to improve and test it again.
And finally, consider how some of your findings could be applied to a much larger car for humans.
And meet us back here on Monday for a whole new week of Tinker Class.
Tinker Class is brought to you with help from our STEAM mates, Chrissy Brownson and Heather Whitus, and produced by Jed Anderson. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
And grown-ups, if you'd like a printable to go along with these free daily project prompts, visit tinkercast.com/membership to find out more.
All month long, for every family who becomes part of the World Organization of Wowzers, we'll donate 2 teacher memberships to Title I school teachers via First Book.
Wow teachers will have access to ready-to-go presentations of Tinker Class's weekly projects that they can then share with their whole class. Grown-ups, for more, visit tinkercast.com/membership.
Thanks for tinkering with us. Now go forth and keep on wowing.